AP News, I'm Mike Kempin. Robert Duvall, the Oscar-winning actor known for his versatility and dedication, has died at the age of 95. Duvall died peacefully at his home Sunday in Middleburg, Virginia. That's according to an announcement from his publicist and a statement posted on his Facebook page by his wife. It has been 2 years since Alexei Navalny has died. His widow and others say they have determined the Russian opposition leader's cause of death.
In Moscow, people gathered to lay flowers on his grave. Over the weekend, his widow Yulia thanked European officials, who said analyses of samples taken from Navalny's body confirmed he was poisoned with a rare toxin found in poisoned dart frogs.
It's scientific proof that my husband, Alexei Navalny, was poisoned.
British Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper.
Only the Russian government had the means, the motive, and the opportunity to use that toxin against Alexei Navalny in prison.
Audio courtesy Sky News. Asked about Moscow's reaction, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says they reject such accusations. Russian authorities say the politician became ill after a walk and died from natural causes. I'm Jennifer King.
Investigators working the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother are consulting with Walmart management to develop leads. A backpack the suspect was wearing is sold exclusively at Walmart stores. Nancy Guthrie was last seen on January 31st. California is bracing for a powerful winter storm, anticipated to bring thunderstorms, strong winds, and heavy mountain snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Jacob Spender in Sacramento is urging people to take precautions in the coming days. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julia Franco reports from the Winter Olympics on the widening curling controversy and allegations of cheating.
It all started when the Swedish curler Oscar Eriksson accused the Canadian curler Mark Kennedy of double touching. In curling, that's when you touch the granite stone after you relinquish it on the sheet of ice, and it's against the rules. Now, Kennedy exploded, saying he hadn't double touched, even as videos began to circulate, appearing to show that he had. It happened again to Rachel Homan, the captain of the Canadian women's team, and an umpire actually had to stop her play and remove the stone, saying that she'd double-touched. She, like Kennedy, denied it, even as video circulated showing or appearing to show that she had double-touched. It happened again later to Great Britain's Bobby Lammy, another great curler. And this scandal has really divided the curling community because many Canadian fans are saying Canada's being unfairly targeted, and even accusing the Swedish team of launching a premeditated plan to catch them in the act.
I'm Mike Kempin, AP News.